Last week in Afghanistan, it was the changing of the guard for some generals. McChrystal sent packing, General Petraeus packing for a return visit. But all across America, every day, families are packing up and sending a loved one off to join the troop surge in Afghanistan.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, if it was up to me, I would not be going again. But, I mean, there's really not much I can do, so you might as well go with it.
Jonathan Clark has no general stars. He does have 3 deployment stripes already. It's the staff sergeant's 4th trip to Afghanistan coming up. He's a member of 1st Battalion, 87th Infantry of the 10th Mountain Division, Fort Drum, New York. Like Private First Class Kyle Schultz, just starting out. Afghanistan isn't America's longest war. It's Private Schultz's only war.
I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what to look for. I've never been over there. So I think that, in general, is going to be the hardest part for me.
Everyone packs their own bags their own way. Each soldier takes their own mementos of back home, folded into the Army-issue gear. But when you're on your 3rd deployment, you can count on one thing getting harder every time you have to do it.
To say goodbye to my wife and my son was extremely difficult. I lost, broke down in tears quite a few times. And I feel that I'm going to miss a lot of good times with my son. I mean, he's an infant now, so I know I'm going to miss him crawling. I know I'm going to miss him walking. I'm going to miss his first birthday party.
That's Sergeant Brian Keith. It's the time lost that's so precious. You can't collect minutes and hours, but you can keep the other stuff from the kids. Growing up with Mommy, Sergeant Tamara Sullivan, far away.
I asked for my husband, like, when they make stuff in daycare, to, like, mail me those pictures, you know, the little sloppy ones, and people really don't know what it's supposed to be, but, you know, they say, oh, it's an elephant, and it looks like a just big blotch. I want to see what my children's hands touch, because I won't be able to touch them.
Pathos from parents, and deep down for some soldiers, like this young man named Zach, a fear.
My only personal concern with actually going there is the effect I've seen on people coming back. They come back different, and I really don't want to. I want to come back still Zach. I don't want to come back changed.
I'm just hoping that I don't freeze up, or you don't want to kill somebody just for a stupid reason. You want to make sure that, you know, you're killing a guy that, not to say it in a harsh way, but like deserves to be killed. He's threatening your life, so you threaten his life.
Deploying brings up a lot of weird and often conflicting emotions. Everything that you're familiar with as a civilian are going away. The TGI Fridays, the television, the internet, the cell phones, everything that you recognize as integral to life is about to be replaced by a persistent sense of danger.
New York Times reporter James Dow profiled all these young men and women as part of a series, Year at War. Inside the headlines in the Afghan War, he will document what happens to these soldiers and their families. The New York Times will be following these troops from Fort Drum, New York, and so will we. You can find all these multimedia stories on the New York Times website.